What appeared to be a scene out of a Hollywood movie was just a drill, as NATO forces conducted a mass casualty exercise testing the effectiveness of Kandahar Airfield's emergency response teams. Kandahar Fire Officer Brent Inglis tells us all involved.
We're going to have fire services, ambulance services, medical services, a full range of all first responders.
As firefighters battled blazes, response teams rescued victims of a helicopter crash, and emergency medical personnel treated over 40 stage casualties, each requiring various levels of care.
Just keep the oxygen on you for a while, okay?
After the initial assessment, casualties were rushed over to Kandahar's Role 3 Hospital, where emergency room teams treated each casualty as a real-life scenario, giving them the opportunity to enhance their skills.
We got pneumatics to put on her behind you.
Lieutenant Commander Sean Conley gives us a reason why the exercise is important.
Last several months, the Role 3 hasn't been as busy with large numbers of point of injury patients. And so in order to keep up our expertise, we routinely drill.
Upon completion of the exercise, the hospital evaluated techniques that worked, those that didn't work, and what can be improved on. Overall, the coordinators felt the mission was a success.
Had a lot of weak areas, and we've subsequently instituted changes. Those lessons learned are playing out beautifully. Today was very smooth.
Testing Kandahar's emergency response system is crucial in ensuring readiness in the event that something does happen. Reporting from Kandahar Airfield, Afghanistan, I'm Sergeant Rodney Roldan.